Now for another Colorado Springs tradition, one the fire has spared, and that's the Simpich Showcase Theater. On Tuesday, master puppeteer David Simpich opened his summer season with a marionette version of Charles Dickens' Great Expectations. Simpich says people wanted to come despite the chaos of the fire. He did have to cancel yesterday's show because of evacuations, but characters like Miss Havisham and Pip are expected to be back on stage tomorrow. We spoke to David before the fire about this summer's tribute to Dickens. David, and perhaps I should say welcome as well to Miss Havisham and Pip. Thanks for being with us.
I'm so very pleased to be with you. I suppose I should say something, too. I'm very happy to be here also.
Thank you. Yes, I'm here, between the characters somewhere.
In addition to manipulating these marionettes by hand during a show, you also make them by hand.
That's correct. And Great Expectations is a show that I designed back in 1990. I designed it as a one-man show for me to portray Charles Dickens as the puppeteer. And so I sort of hover above the characters as the puppeteer, and then they see the action of the marionettes. But there are times when, as Charles Dickens, I kind of come into the spotlight to do narration and interact with the characters. And
making the most of everything
you've
got.
That's right. Move props around. Right.
And so when you created this show some years ago, you also fashioned the marionettes to be in the show. How many have you made in your lifetime, do you think?
I have lost count, but maybe about 240 marionettes for the different shows I've done.
We've got them hanging out quite literally in the studio right now, and they're really beautiful. One thing that's remarkable are Miss Havisham's hands. You know, they're sort of wonderfully knobby, like you might imagine.
Right, and you know, with marionette puppetry, things need to be exaggerated because you're performing for an audience. Sometimes there'll be like 200 people, and some of them are a great distance from the stage. So I design everything sort of bigger than life, so hopefully it will carry.
And her nose is bigger than
life. Right, yes,
it's
very bigger.
It's gnarled even more than you might imagine.
Right.
Now, they're also clothed, and Miss Havisham is in this aging, almost wedding dress kind of ball gown thing, and it's got pearls and lace. And do you make the costumes as well?
Yes, I do. I use a lot of hot glue, and most of the costumes are permanently attached to the characters unless I have to do a costume change during the show, which sometimes happens.
Now, I have to confess that it has been since, I guess, high school that I've read Great Expectations. One thing I remember about that book is that it's got a ton of characters.
Right.
You know? So do you have, you know, marionette extras, or do you boil it down, or what?
I do. That's one of the most challenging parts of putting together a marionette show, is adapting my source material into a script that will work for marionettes. And with something like Charles Dickens, it's a lot of editing, and then finding, for me, the central thread or theme of the story that I want to bring out, and then choosing the characters to kind of help that theme come to life. So, you know, I use about 13, I think, marionettes for this show. Out of, you know, the actual story has a number of other wonderful characters that had to, you know, they didn't make it to the final cut.
Well, this feels like a nice time to hear a scene from Great Expectations and an interaction between Miss Havisham and Pip.
Okay, well, Pip is invited to her mansion. He doesn't know why he's going, except to be a playmate or a companion to Miss Havisham's adopted daughter. So when Pip meets Miss Havisham, he doesn't really know what's going on. So I'll give you a little bit when their first encounter in her mansion.
Look at me. You are not afraid of a woman who has not seen the sun since you were born? No, ma'am. Do you know what beats within my breast? Your heart, ma'am. Broken. Broken. I sometimes have sick fancies, and I have a sick fancy that I want to see some play. There, play. Are you sullen and obstinate? No, ma'am, I'm very sorry for you. and I'm very sorry that I can't play just now. But everything here is so new and so strange.
So new to him. So old to me. So strange to him. So familiar to me. So melancholy to us both.
A scene from the Simpich Showcase version of Great Expectations. This is the Marionette Theater that's in Colorado Springs. And joining us is master puppeteer David Simpich. At any given time, if there are more than two people on stage, you don't grow a third hand, I imagine. So how do you work that out?
Right. Well, the traditional puppeteer term is have gallows on the stage, and they're special loops or hooks that I can bring the marionettes out as they walk out on the stage, and then they will hang on that and appear to be standing on the stage or seated on the stage, and then I can go get somebody else. So there are times in Oliver Twist where I have like six characters on the stage. They're all interacting, and I will be, you know, maybe moving somebody's arm or tipping someone's head and keeping the action going. But the gallows help everybody to be there.
To be there. And with, again, just you as the puppeteer.
Right.
Yeah. How did you get into this?
Well, my parents were doll makers. They started designing dolls down in Manitou Springs in 1952, and they were character dolls. They're not really dolls that you would play with. They were designed to be, decorations in people's homes, and they eventually outgrew our home and purchased a building in Old Colorado City where they operated their workshop. And at one time, they had about 100 employees, some of them working there and some in their homes. So I was a part of that all my growing up, and then was interested in the figure design, but I was also very interested in theater. So after my wife Debbie and I were married in 83, it began to just put the things together that way, figure design, character design, and then theater, and marionettes just made sense to me. And it's been a long time now, almost 29 years.
Dolls from the Simpich family, these are collector's items. I mean, these are really sought after.
Yes, they're not
figures.
Made anymore.
Right.
They ceased production in 2007.
And let me just say that the Simpich Showcase in Colorado Springs is not just a place to see shows, but also a history of Simpich dolls.
Right. We have a doll museum with like 50 dioramas that show the whole history of what my parents did over those 54 years. And we have an art gallery also. And just for our Dickens Festival that's coming up, we've adapted part of the gallery into a Dickens parlor with lots of memorabilia about his books and his different stories. Want to offer it as an introduction to them.
David, what a pleasure to meet you and these characters.
Well, thank you.
Master puppeteer David Simpich opened his summer season earlier this week in spite of the fires in Colorado Springs. Great Expectations and Oliver Twist are scheduled to run on alternating weeks through September 1st. To see photos of the marionettes, go to cpr.org.